Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at benefits and harms of spinal manipulative therapy for chronic low back pain. And finally, a story about MRI findings in the cervical spine. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 667, recorded March 22nd. 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A quick update to COT's HealthBeat chiropractic community. Google Plus has announced recently that they will be closing their social network community in the upcoming weeks. COT's HealthBeat has moved our chiropractic community for show notes and important news updates. The new site is located at cothealthbeat.wordpress.com. That's https://cothealthbeat.wordpress.com. Please surf to our community and subscribe to keep up with current trends in the literature. A recent study was published in the journal The BMJ to assess the benefits and harms of spinal manipulative therapy, that's SMT, for the treatment of chronic low back pain. This was a randomized controlled trial examining the effects of spinal manipulation or mobilization in adults greater than 18 years of age with chronic low back pain with or without referred pain. Studies that exclusively examined sciatica were excluded, as was gray literature. No restrictions were applied to language or setting. The study concluded that SMT produces similar effects to recommended therapies for chronic low back pain, whereas SMT seems to be better than non-recommended interventions for improvement in function in the short term. Clinicians should inform their patients of the potential risks of adverse events associated with SMT. Surf to our show notes for links. Previous studies of patients with neck pain have reported a high variability in prevalence of MRI findings of disc degeneration, disc herniation, etc. This is most likely due to a small and heterogeneous study population. Reasons for only including small study samples could be the high cost and time-consuming procedures of having radiologists coding the MRIs. Other methods for extracting reliable imaging data should therefore be explored. The objectives of a recent study published in the journal Chiropractic and Manual Therapies were 1. To examine inter-rater reliability among a group of chiropractic master students in extracting information about cervical MRI findings from radiologists' narrative reports, and 2. To describe the prevalence of MRI findings in the cervical spine among different age groups in patients above age 18 with neck pain. The most prevalent MRI findings were foraminal stenosis 77%, oncovertebral arthrosis 74%, and disc degeneration 67%, while the least prevalent findings were nerve root compromise at 2% and modic change type 2, changes type 2 6%. Modic type 1 was mentioned in 25% of radiologists' reports. The prevalence of all findings increased with age, except disc herniation, which was most prevalent for patients in their 40s. The study concluded that MRI findings from radiologists' narrative reports can reliably be extracted by chiropractic master students with a minimum of training. Degenerative findings in the cervical spine were most commonly found at level C5, C6, and level C6, C7, and increased with age. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Kristen Armstrong. When we focus on our gratitude, the tide of disappointment goes out and the tide of love rushes in. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.